of members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the UNCW Seahawks, C.B. McGrath. Good morning, Coach McGrath.
Hey, Rob. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Two more down-to-the-wire games for the Seahawks. You fall just short in an unbelievable comeback down at Charleston and come up a little short, 80-76, and then kind of turn the tables and come back and beat Towson 73-71 in overtime. Before we talk about what's ahead, talk about the two games last week.
Yeah, they're great basketball games. We put one half together down at Charleston, and I said to all the media, if you play one half in this conference, you're not going to win or have a chance to win. Somehow we did. Got it all the way back to 2 points with a minute to go. If we get a stop, you never know what might happen. But guys, just kept battling, kept competing, made some plays to get us back in that game down there. And they're obviously a really good team, and tough to play against at their place. And when they get it going, they were tough to guard. But then we came back home and got down to Towson. We were in foul trouble. Devontae ended up fouling out. We played the whole overtime period without him, and just made enough plays to get over the top and get that win. And that's our third overtime in the last four games. So we've, got extended minutes, and guys are playing different roles every night out because Devontae's been fouled out a couple of those overtimes, and Jordan Talley's fouled out another one of the overtimes. So we've had other guys step up, which has been fun to see. You never know who's going to step up, but the guys have been tough enough to step up and lead us to either get to overtime and get the win or have a close loss.
I know as a coach, three overtime games out of four is probably not what you'd prefer, but how do you feel like your team has not only handled it, you've kind of touched on it, but how have you seen their confidence grow, especially with the success and getting the win over such a quality team like Towson on Saturday?
Yeah, we definitely have some confidence right now. Our non-conference schedule didn't pan out the way we wanted to. We had some losses that, we maybe shouldn't have, and we lost some confidence. And in conference, our first game at home was against Delaware, and we lost a tough one. We were up two with about, a minute and a half to go. We missed a little layup and a tip-in to go up four, and we ended up losing. And so it's like one of those, here we go again. But we've battled back these last couple weeks, and we won two of the four, but I think our guys are realizing that we can be a good ball club when we put it all together, and that's all that's important. We're showing progress, and I tell them you can't look at the win-loss record. We just got to have progress every day and get better every day and understand exactly what we're trying to do out there and listen to the staff and everything. So it definitely helps, because in all those games we were down going into the under four timeout. We were down six at Elon, 10 at home to Northeastern, who knows how much at Charleston. And I know we were down 20 in the second half, Charleston, and then we were down 12 with 12 minutes to go in the game a couple nights ago against Towson. So, our guys, I don't like being in that situation. I don't like thinking that, hey, we're down, we're going to come back and have a chance to win. But that's a situation we've been in, and we've just fought to get back in the game, and two of them have come out in our favor.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Tony.
Certainly. Alex Riley, your line is open.
Hey, Coach. I just wanted to ask you about, you touched on it a little bit there, some of the guys stepping up, but for guys like Tally and Kaycock, obviously, they're such a vital part of your offense. See them get in that foul trouble and foul out late in these tight games. That's obviously something you don't want to see going forward. Is there anything you've talked with them about, making sure that doesn't happen in the future? Because you got to feel like at some point you're going to meet them on the court in those tight games like that.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it. The foul trouble these last few games is nothing new. I mean, they seem to be in foul trouble every game. And, we talk about it at practice. They have to have their arms back. If they're guarding the post, if they're guarding out on the perimeter, you can't reach in, There's all sorts of things we talk about, but you get in that game and you make a mistake here or there, and those add up. And they have to play sort of mistake-free defensively, even offensively. We get some charges. Tally got a technical foul against Towson. There was a little tussle, and they pushed each other, and they both got technical fouls. That's a personal foul, and so Tally fouled out. at Charleston, and he had no fouls in the first half. So yeah, he got five fouls all in the second half. So, yeah, I mean, we discuss it. We show them. But at some point, you know, they either have to change or just adjust a little bit. But I'm tired of talking about it. I wish they would be at the end of the game. And you're right. It's hard when you got these plays and these offensive sets thinking that your best players are going to be in there, and then other players have to step up. But they have done it, and that should give them confidence to know that they can do it.
Thank you, sir.
This will be a big week for Ty Taylor. 23 points in the game at Charleston, 20 in the game against Towson. I think 15 or more in six of his last seven. A guy that sat out a year ago. How hard is it for guys to sit out for a year and get back into it? And what has he brought to your team?
Well, Ty can do a lot of things. You know, he's really talented. He's athletic. He can score and he can defend. I think it just took him a while because last year he sat out, but he sat out with a different staff, a different system, a different style. And so, you know, I come in here and he has to adjust to a whole new thing. And so I think it just took him a little while because he already had the rust anyway of not playing the game for a year and then had to learn a whole new system. But what he's doing, he's taking better shots. He's letting his offense come to him and not worrying about it, not trying to get it all back, not trying to get that entire year back in one game. But I think what really helped him was going to the free throw line and making three free throws with 0.4 seconds left to tie the game against Northeastern. You know, I think that really propelled him to a huge week this past week. The basket's looking pretty big, and I hope he continues to have that confidence because he's really important to us.
And before I let you go, a home game, a couple home games this week, but James Madison on Thursday, as you started to break down the Dukes, just talk about that game and some of the keys for your team in that one.
Yeah, you know, it's at home, and I heard Tony talking about we can't just take for granted we're playing at home. You know, James Madison, they've won back-to-back games, and they've had three really close ones. They've had three overtime games in the last six or something like that. So they're really close. They're starting to play better, and he added a lot of new pieces, you know, a lot of new players. And so I think they're starting to find their rhythm. We have to do some things defensively to try and take them out of their rhythm and hopefully stay out of foul trouble and keep our guys on the court so we can keep our offensive rhythm intact. You know, that's going to be big for us. But, you know, not having to travel anywhere because we're at home on Saturday and we're home Thursday and home Saturday again, that's nice for our guys to have a normal routine, get to class every day, and get prepared to play these two home games.
All right, TV, thanks as always for taking time with us, and look forward to talking again next Tuesday.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, you too.